Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And when they turn the 5G up, boils! Sores, because they accepted the mark. But the people of God that are here, they're going to be marked by God. Amen. See, in this day and time, I prophesy to you right now, God right now is severing. Come on, he's drawing a line in the sand. To everybody that's on my side over here, enemy, you don't cross this line. In Egypt, God severed his people from the Egyptians. He made a difference. It's in the spirit realm. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We've been bought with a price. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. Amen. We are not conforming to this world. Help me, Holy Ghost. Give God a praise right there on this Pentecost Sunday. We're here, but we're not subjected. Amen. There's something working in you that defies natural order. I said it defies the natural order of things. When stuff ought to happen to you, it don't happen. Tell somebody, I ain't getting older. I'm getting better. There's an example, Caleb. 45 years later, Joshua, give me my mountain. I'm just as strong. 45 years later, I'm just as strong as I was at 40 to go in against giants. Give me my mountain. I'm ready to take my mountain. Are you hearing? 45 years later. Why? He was obedient. He loved God. He followed God. He was of another spirit. Time to let God sever some things today. Let him sever it in your mind. Let him sever it in your body. By his stripes you were healed. You walk in healing. You are preserved. You have long life. No premature death. Amen. I'm telling you, heaven is about to sound off. Healing is coming to the house. A wave of healing is coming to the house. You name it, God gonna heal it. Hallelujah. Restitution of all things. He gonna restore everything. World ain't gonna have no choice but to say, there is a God. So on the day of Pentecost, he sent it back into the planet and established his kingdom. He established his kingdom. There's a sound that's coming from heaven. Do you hear the sound? It is God. Listen, it is God that makes the seeing eye and the hearing ear. Are you hearing me? I'm not just talking about hearing. I'm talking about God is the one that gives us an ear that hears. Pray that when you pray, Lord, give me ears that I may hear. Not just people and sounds and noises, what the Spirit is saying to the church. Give me eyes that I might see. as you see, and not the narrative that's trying to be put on me, trying to convince me of lies. Help us to see. You're going to need to be a strong tower for somebody. After a while, the world is going to wake up and they're going to know they need a savior. Many are going to come. Harvest is going to come. Amen. You know, in John chapter 20, verse 19 through 23, don't put it up on the screen. Just write it down if you're writing notes. The Lord, when he appeared, before the book of Acts, the Lord, interesting, the Lord breathed upon his disciples and told them to receive the Holy Ghost. That wasn't the baptism that came in Acts chapter 2, but he said receive. The word receive, you know, the prefix is re. In other words, I'm giving you back something. See, Adam forfeited it. But when he breathed on him, he said, receive the Holy Ghost. Receive dominion again. Receive authority again. Receive what the first Adam lost. Receive it. Get it back. In other words, receive it back. I'm giving it back to you. We're going to do this thing again. Amen? So these are times of restitution and restoration. Matthew 17:11 says that Elijah shall come, the spirit of Elijah, to restore all things. That is our mandate, not to sit on the sideline, amen, and wonder what's going on, but to rather get in the fray and be what's going on. Amen. Y'all hear that? Amen. You are the move. Look at somebody right now and tell them, you are the move. I say this often, I double D dare you to bust a move for God. I said, bust a move for God. And watch how God, you see, a lot of folks don't understand how much God is with them. They just kind of, you know, oh no, that ice looked pretty thin. I dare you. I'm not just talking about doing something foolish. I'm talking about something God has placed in you. I dare you to step out. Amen. See, this is the time where heaven is sounding. God is looking for hearts that are perfect toward him to show himself mighty in their behalf. He said, when I return, shall I find faith on earth? Shall I find those moving in faith, not guessing, not wavering, not uncertain, not hiding, not tentative, not cautious? You know, you better be careful. Thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. You know, you hear that from prominent preachers. You know, just be careful. And I think they mean well. See, sometimes the enemy puts minions in the way to keep your faith from being released. See, they'll call you reckless. Do you know any faith that is not reckless? See, faith gets out of the box. Faith says, if God don't do it, it ain't gonna get done. If God don't come, it's over. That's faith. Faith gets out on the water. Faith gets out on God's word. Faith believes what God said. If faith says 1,000 may fall at my right hand, what if you see 1,000 fall? Somebody ain't got faith, say, well, I'm next, oh Lord. No, faith says 1,000 fall there, 10,000 over here, but it ain't coming nigh me. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you sound. My Bible says, see, we got to get back to the word. Get back to what God said. Stop listening to what people are saying. Stop listening to what the narrative is. Stop listening to the voice of the world. Stop listening to it. They ain't saved. They don't know God. They're not talking from heaven. Go back to the word of God. The Bible says, if any man come to me, he must first believe that I am, and I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. For without faith, it's impossible. I said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. God will have mercy on you because he loves you. We're his. But he wants you to believe. I said, he wants you to bust out in faith and believe. I dare you. I dare you. See, you get your joy level will increase when you start believing. We have joy in believing. That's why people are so sad and so oppressed now. They ain't believing. They're just a hoping and a praying. Start believing. Stand up. Rise up. Why sit we here and die? I said, why sit we here and die? Why sit there and dissipate? Rise up in your faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If you're going to fight, you're going to have to fight with faith. Now, let me give you some of these things that I want to give to you that are going to happen in this season. It's a very prophetic season. The first thing I believe that is going to be restored, has to be restored. God is looking forward to it. And I saw a little taste of it here this morning, and that is worship like David. Amen. Come on, after coming through these 3 or 4 months of this foolishness, this devilment, this confinement, this quarantine, this safer at home, you know, you and the wife at each other, you know. There's a little clip of a little girl, I forget her name. She's on there talking about, y'all staying at home, y'all talk about y'all sick of us. I'm sick of these children. She said, well, we sick of you too. After going through all this stuff, we ought to come out 90 going north. There ought to be a praise on you. Come on, I said, there ought to be a release of praise. See, shake off the shackles. Shake off the caution. Amen. I said, shake it off. Get that stuff out of your mind. That's, you know, the devil's trying to make you think it's wisdom, but it's not, it's fear. God has assigned angels over you. Come on, I said, the angel of the Lord is with you. And he'll watch over you so you don't kick a stone. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's there to protect you. He's there to watch over you when you're sleeping. He's over there. He's watching over you when you're driving. He's over there watching when the devil want to come in. The angel is standing there. I dare you. Come on, I said they've been given charge over you. And I'm not talking about one little feeble angel, little baby with wings. I'm talking about mighty angels. Innumerable angels. There are myriad. I'm telling you, in this season, get ready for it. God is dispatching innumerable numbers of angels into the earth realm to do his bidding, because the last days are here and the devil is not going to take the church out. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, help me, Holy Ghost. Angels, mighty angels, here to see to it that you finish. See to it that you are protected. See to it that you rise. See to it that you occupy where God wants you. Be bold. Be courageous. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Angels are watching over you. They don't sleep. They don't slumber. They are on their job. They are on their assignment. Ministering spirits that are sent to minister for you. When you don't know what's going on, they're protecting you. When it gets real confused around you, they still are guarding you. When it looks like the devil trying to oppress you, they're still there with you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.